Thanks for joining us for another great message from Futures Church Australia. We hope it inspires you, encourages you, blesses you, and brings you joy. For more information about our church, go online to futures.church. And now for our message.
It's spring. That's just enough. How good is spring? Are you loving it? Does anyone struggle with hay fever? I like it. It's like amazing. I feel like I come alive as soon as we get into spring. Like the trees are blossoming. I go through, often drive through the hills and pray. And I drove through past a paddock and I literally saw all these brand new lambs just dancing around the place. Do you know what we have for dinner that night? Lamb chops. Because I saw it and I thought, now I want lamb chops. Like the sun, you know, going for walks. Like the people who are exercising, they're running. It's awesome. It's spring, baby. Winter's over. The sun shines out. It's a new season. It's a new day. But I was thinking for some of you, you're here today and this last season, you felt like you've been a bit stuck. Maybe for even like spiritually, relationally, in your mind, it's been a bit of a winter season. Not just in the natural, but this last season, because life happens. But I really felt to honor some people today that you still turned up today. And that even though you haven't been running, you're still standing. And sometimes you just have to honor people that's gone through stuff, have walked through difficulty and disappointment and waiting and in between seasons. But the reality is you're still standing. Well done today. Come on, church. Well done. Sometimes people are here. Just the fact that you made it. Just the fact that you still turned up. Just the fact that you still love God. That's the fact that you're still going. Well done. I mean, this Ephesians says that when you put on the armor of God, there's warfare, there's battles, there's all that real stuff. And you know what it says? Sometimes when you're going through it, when all else is done, just stand. There's seasons where you just got to stand. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they couldn't fight or run in the fire. They just had to stand. But it was there because they stood, God took them to a place of authority, so they were able to move forward. Sometimes you just got to stand. And maybe you've been in that season. Well done. You turned up today. I think heaven's cheering you on. Amen. But now we're there. Here we are in spring. I believe it's also time to move. I believe it's time for new seasons. I believe it's seasons for more of Him, more of others, more in you. It's time to move. Everyone say move. It's time to move. I go to the gym a little bit. I do a bit of basketball. I keep active. But the one thing I've always wanted to do was run. And incredibly jealous of, you know, Matt and Tice. They went running the city debate today. One of them did better than the other, but we're not going to say who. But you know. But I've always wanted to run. So I asked Shana for my birthday to buy me a pair of running shoes called Hockers. And they're expensive. And I knew if I spent the money, it would force me to run. Even if I didn't want to run, just because I spent the money, I now have to run. Because when I run, like I can go to the gym and I can endure. And I can play basketball all day and I can keep going. But when I run, my brain talks to me. And it says things like this. Where are you going? Who are you running from? Why are you running? You hate this. You're not a runner. This isn't for you. You're sore. You've been running forever. It's time to quit. And I look and I've gone 100 meters. And does anyone have this when you run? And it's like a battle saying, this is not for you. This is not for you. Stop now. You're done. So I downloaded this app. It's a Nike running app. And what happens is you put your headphones in, it's got music, but what happens is there's a voice that talks to you while you're running. And it overcomes the voice that's in your own head. Because there's this cool English voice, and he's like, hello, I'm your running coach, and you are a running beast. And I'm like, yes, I am. He's like, today we're going to run. So I'm starting to run. He's like, no, slower, slower, just move. Just move and breathe. No, you're trying too hard. Partway through, comes back in, just as they work out that you're about to die and throw in the towel. Don't quit today. Don't quit right now. Just another minute to go. I'm going to talk you through this next minute. Just move and breathe. Everyone say move. Breathe. And literally, the advice that they gave was just move and breathe. Now, I'm not running marathons. But I've gone a few times and I want to tell you, I'm not stuck either. So maybe I'm not elite, maybe I'm not where I want to be, but maybe I'm also just not stuck, and maybe that's enough. Maybe there's some seasons where you've been standing and still for long enough, but there comes a season where it's time to breathe and move. Breathe and move. And I believe that's this season right now. For the Jewish people, right now, from Friday to Sunday, they celebrate a festival every year, right on this weekend, called Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah. And what this festival is a festival where they celebrate the creation of the world, the birth of humanity. And it's here on this very weekend, right here in spring, in September, Rosh Hashanah, where they celebrate that the earth was formed and created. And what happened was that not only was there life, suddenly we see a brand new season. We see new blessing. We see new birth. We see a new day. You see, before this, there was the earth, but it was still, stuck, motionless. It was there. It was void and without form. And it said the Spirit of God hovered over the waters. And then God breathed and spoke life into that was stuck, still, and void. And all of a sudden, you know what happened? Movement. It was like the sun and the moon appears, and all of a sudden the earth begins to spin and move, which makes room. Movement makes room for life. And suddenly the heavens and the earth separate. There's movement. The land and the sea, they split. There's movement. There's waves. There's water. There's ripple. There's life. There's wind. And suddenly man that was just in the dust, it doesn't just appear, but God breathed upon the dust and all of a sudden man forms. There's movement. Suddenly what was stagnant, what was still, what was stuck, there is breath. And there is movement. New creation, new beginning, a new day, a new opportunity, a new season, fresh breath. And what's amazing, but not surprising, in God's perfect plan, as we read through Scripture, it's right here in this weekend, it's right here in this celebration, the celebration of trumpets, where they breathe life into trumpets in order to show the breath of God. It's right here in Scripture that we see families and women that can't conceive, can't have children, all of a sudden conceive. It's right here in Rosh Hashanah where we see Sarah, or then Sarai, who couldn't conceive a child. There she conceives. We see Rachel, who wanted a child, suddenly conceives Joseph. And Hannah, who is unable to have a child, on her knees in the temple, begging God just for this gift. And the priest comes and says, here on this weekend, right in this season, right now, today it finishes, says, the Lord has heard your prayers. Go and receive life. It's in God's perfect plan that suddenly things that were empty and void, right now, breath and life comes, and all of a sudden, movement. New life, new creation, new birth. You see, it's here we can be very much encouraged that you don't have to have arrived. Today, I'm not here to tell you you have to have made it, because so often, when it comes to life and God and comparison and goals and finances and health, we're always comparing to whether I've made it yet or not. So we diminish ourselves and we put ourselves down, and we're disappointed with ourselves because we're not there yet. But the goal is not that you would have made it, it's just that you step. You don't have to be at the end of your journey. You don't have to be holding the promise in your hand yet. But I believe today breath can come on you. The Spirit of God can come on you. And today this could be enough that you would just move, that you would just step. You don't have to be fully healed or completely arrived or to be at the fullness of what you want. All you need to do is take a step towards new life, new creation, a new day, and new opportunity. Amen? Which is why Psalm 37 says it this way, not that you would arrive, but it says, put it up for me, says the steps, everyone say steps, the steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord. He delights in every detail of their lives. And watch this, though they stumble, they will never fall, for the Lord holds them by the hand. This is what I love. The fact that it says steps means you don't have to have made it yet. It just means you're on the way. It doesn't mean you got to have it all together today, but you're on the way. It's what Pastor Aaron was saying. In this room is filled with broken people that are on the journey of restoration. It's not that I am who I will be, but I'm not who I once was, but it's here that I'm on the journey with Him. As I step, He delights in every detail of my life. There's something about stepping. We see, Adam walked with God, and Enoch walked with God, and Noah walked with God. We see David had to step into destiny against Goliath to win the victory. Peter had to step out of the boat to know that the supernatural could be on him. The lepers had to step towards the temple if they wanted to receive their healing. We know that we make our plans, but the Lord directs our steps. Actually, we dream about who we could be. We desire to be there. We compare to everyone else, so we make our plans how to arrive. But the Lord isn't concerned about our plans. He's leading and delighting and ordaining our steps. See, I think following Christ is actually not one giant leap to, oh, I found Him. Oh, I had a revelation. Oh, I had that prophecy. Oh, I had that dream. Oh, I had that word. And all of a sudden, I leap into destiny. It's actually just a little step. And so often, because we think it's a leap, we don't take the little steps, because we diminish the little steps because we think it's about the big leaps. Like if I'm climb a mountain, and now I want to climb down. If I step down that mountain, step at a time, I can make it. But if I leap, I die. The truth is, too many people leap into a relationship, or they leap into a promise they haven't thought through, or they leap into the next season, and they actually end up hurting their destiny because they think, I've got to be there now, and therefore God requires me to leap because I've been still for too long. It's not about how long you've been still for. It's not about how long you've been stuck for. It's about hearing and receiving the breath of God, the word of God, and taking a step. So the problem is that we see the light to a path. God gives us a word, a promise, a prophecy. The Spirit speaks to us, and we see where we could be, and now we need to be there. But Psalm 119 says, your word is a light to my path and a lamp to my feet. The lamp only shines one step. So it's actually about, I understand that He's got more, but I don't have to be there. So He gives you a lamp. He doesn't light up the whole path. He shows you down the path and then lights up one step at a time, because He wants to grow with you. He wants you to be dependent with Him. He wants you to be, for Him to delight in the journey, not just you making it to the destination. The problem is, so often where I'm a stepper, but then I'm really a leaper. And because I leap, I don't make it, and then I end up being a stopper. And God orders steps but not stops. And He anoints steps but not stops. And He arranges steps but not stops. And I'm not saying you can't be still. The Bible's clear about being still. Psalm 23, He lays me down in green pastures. Be still and know that I'm God. But still's not stopped, and still's not stagnant. Still's not stuck. If we're real, we all get stuck. But it's not what it's talking about. It's having a ready, eager expectation that the Holy Spirit's going to speak and He's going to lead my next step. And maybe in this moment I'm healing. Maybe in this moment I'm recovering. Maybe this moment I'm catching my breath. Maybe this moment I'm hearing from heaven. Maybe this moment I'm interceding. Maybe this moment I'm fueling. But I tell you, I'm not just doing this to receive. I'm going to step into the destiny God has for me. Sometimes we just want a move of God. And I'm praying. I pray for a move of God. But we want a move of God so I can just receive. But move is only half of movement. And I actually think often a move of God ends up being stalled because people want to receive, not have the move for what it's for, to get the church moving into its destiny, to see Christians walk into destiny, to see people reach, people love, people given their gifts so that more people can know Jesus. The outpouring of the Holy Spirit is for a purpose. It is to fill you up, but not to just say we experienced a move, that we would experience movement. Because it's the steps that He delights in. We can get stuck. When water gets stuck, it's stagnant and it makes you sick. When blood get stuck, it clots. And we're in trouble. When people get older and they stop moving, they get old a lot quicker. When children stop growing, they're either a greenwood or we take them to the doctor. When Christians stop stepping, we lose faith in our spirit. Some of you stop, for Canada, today, not condemnation, none. Just an invitation and a new season for the breath and movement of God in your life. Some of you, you've stopped praying. And maybe it's life got full or disappointed or never got the answer to prayer. And we've had this this dream of what we'd attain to in our prayer life. And because we wanted a leap there and we're regretful about where we've been, we're actually stuck. But it's not about a leap, it's a step. Some of us, when praying for a son or daughter that may be away from God and nothing's changed, in fact, it's gotten worse, we're disappointed and we've actually stopped praying. Maybe it's been a full season and you were connected, but in this season it's been full and things change and you've lost relationship. And if you're honest, maybe you're a little lonely. But the fear of putting yourself out there and is too much, so you're afraid to try again. Maybe it's been a call that's on your life and things were different in this last season and you know there's more. You're not where you were, you're not where you will be. If you're honest, you're stuck and he's not asking you to be there. He's not asking you to be there, he's just asking you to move. Maybe you were in a relationship and the relationship didn't work out, and in order to not hurt yourself again, you're never putting yourself out there. And if you're honest, you don't want to live in that old one, but you know there's more ahead of you, but you're stuck. Maybe you were in a previous church and you were tithing and experiencing the blessing of God, but you've come in and you've lost your place and you're stuck and you haven't started again. Maybe you're here today and you've stopped believing. Maybe you're here today and you've stopped praying. Maybe you're here and life happens, you've stopped serving. Maybe you're here and you've stopped dreaming. One thing I know is that when Peter stopped stepping, Peter started sinking. He didn't have to be Jesus, he just had to keep stepping and trusting. And maybe you're here, and if you're honest, in this moment, you've got that sinking feeling because you know there's more, but you don't know how to move forward. I believe today the breath of the Holy Spirit right here, as we just remember the creation and beginning of it all, right here as we just walk and look outside a new season, new day. I also think the invitation of the Holy Spirit's there to allow him to breathe on you again, and it's time to move. I mean, it's just time to begin to pray again. Maybe it's time to meet people again and join a connect group. Maybe it's the time to start using your gift and start serving. Maybe it's the time to take that step of faith. Maybe it's the time to hope again. Because the truth is, stopping is settling. Why? Because it never requires faith. And it's faith that's so pleasing to God, not your ability, not your position, but it's your faith in the step that gets the attention of heaven. So we go back to that verse, it says, the steps of a righteous man, we'll put on Psalm 37, the steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord. The Lord directs the steps of the righteous. He delights in every detail of their life, though they, say with me, though they stumble. It's important to know this, stumbling is a part of stepping. In fact, he promised you would stumble. What is a stumble? A stumble is partway along the way, I'm gonna lose my footing. Is there anyone here that's a little bit, you know, uncoordinated? Anyone that if there's a little stick or a bit of water on the floor, you're the person that's gonna slip? Anyone willing to admit that? That's me, right? And if there's a way, I'll be walking, I'm not looking, I'm distracted, I'm talking, I'm whatever. And all of a sudden, I'm stepping and now I'm stumbling. And the only way to stop a stumble is to what? It's to either fall flat on your face, or it's to put your foot out again and step again. And sometimes we stumble a little bit on the journey. Sometimes things don't go to plan, but we're afraid to step again because we're so embarrassed and ashamed of the stumble, thinking that maybe that was their fault, maybe that was my fault, maybe that was God's fault. When he said all along, part of the journey of walking into the promises of God is that you would stumble. I mean, this word righteous doesn't just mean right standing with God. This version of righteous man, he ordains the steps of a righteous person, that actually means a strong man. So you may have been following God all of your life. You may have a depth in the word. You may pray, you may serve. But at the end of the day, every single one of us are gonna go through stumbling seasons. What do you do when, when you, when you're wounded, you actually have to keep on stepping. Remember when Shan snapped her Achilles, which she says is the worst injury that's ever happened in her house. And a couple of broken foots begged to argue. But anyway, it's not a competition. And when she snapped her Achilles and she had surgery on it, minor surgery on it, and she'd say major, and they put her in a little girly boot, like it's a moon boot. But anyway, it doesn't matter. It's not a competition, Shana. And the doctor said, "Now I want you to step on it." She's like, "No way." She's like, I remember being with her and she's saying to the doctor, "I can't." And the doctor's like, "You can." And she's like, "I can't." And I'm like, "I could have." And but not a competition. And the doctor's like, "You will." Yeah. So me and the doctor got on either side of her. If I can, he gave her the command and on either side made her walk on it. Not leap on it, not run on it, but she had to walk on it. And did it hurt, Shana? Not about you today, okay? So, but it did. But it did hurt. It did hurt. Have you ever got off the couch and decided to go for a run? It hurts. Have you ever tried something new? It hurts. But nothing's worse than the hurt of regret. You see, when you're off balance, stumbling, you've actually got to get stepping. When you've been wounded, you actually have to, after being still for a moment, get stepping. When you've gone through loss and you mourn and heal, you actually then have to start stepping to continue to heal. You've got to keep on praying. You've got to keep on reaching out. You've got to keep on loving. You've got to keep on giving. You've got to keep on serving. Because you see, what a stumble is the awkward place of the in-between. No one likes an in-between season when you're in between jobs, you're in between relationships, you're in between places of worship, you're in between I'm not where I was and I'm not where I will be. I'm in this awkward in-between. That's called a stumble. I'm not stepping, I'm not standing. I'm in this awkward in-between. Who hates the in-between seasons? And so often we go through spiritual winter season and we're wondering in the season of the in between, does God care? Has he changed his mind? Have I messed it up? Have they robbed me of my destiny? Did God really say, will I really make it? I actually think the place of the stumble, the place of the in between, is the most beautiful place of supernatural intervention. See, we want to make it on our own. So that's why we run, and that's why we leap, and that's why we fail, and that's why we get stuck. But he says, you'll stumble, but you will not fall, because he holds you up with his right hand. You see, it's here in the place of the in-between. You actually, as you step, he delights and he supernaturally comes and breathes on you and gives you strength to take the next step. Pastor Tony preached on last week, and just the keys can come. He's on part of his message. He preached on Moses, and went to Deuteronomy, I think 34 or 24, and it actually gave the. It was where we had the eulogy of Moses, and what a great man that served God with everything. So I want to continue that now and go to Joshua 1, because after the end of Deuteronomy, we start in Joshua, and Moses is dead. And the Israelites, they mourn for a large period of time. They don't move forward, they stay where they are, and mourning's looking back to the past. If he's honest, Joshua's in a place where he now has to lead, but he's never asked to lead. He's stuck in the desert, there's a river in front of him. He's not where he was. He's not where he needs to be. It seems impossible to move forward. Joshua is stuck in the place of the in-between. And it's there that the commander of the Lord's armies turns up, which we know is Jesus. And he says to Joshua, he says, "I will give you every place you set your foot." What is he saying? He's saying, I know this prophetically is for people today. It's been a mourning season. It's been a change of season. It's been a change of leadership. There's expectation and weight you never asked for. But don't stay here. He won't give you here. He'll give you every place you set your foot. What does it sound like? It sounds like a step. He said, in faith, every time you step, I will delight in it and I will give you that place. Every time you take dominion, I give you that place. Every time you step in authority, I give you that place. Every time, filled with fear, you still step in faith, I give you that place. If we're honest, Joshua is afraid. How's he meant to know what to do? I mean, the guy that parted the waters last time, he's gone. And now millions of people look to him. He never asked for this. He's afraid. If I'm really honest, I reckon he's discouraged and disappointed in Moses. Because as good as Moses was right at the last minute, he drops the ball, strikes the rock, and doesn't get to finish the job. And now it's on Joshua's shoulders. I reckon he's confused because God gave Moses the plan but never gave Joshua the plan. And now Joshua, without a plan, without his leader, and with the eyes and weight of all of the world, has to step forward. He's stuck in the desert between a rock and a hard place. He's low on motivation, and the people have been mourning. It's been winter. It's been disappointing. It's been looking at the past for way too long, and God gets his attention and says, you now need to step. You see, the place of the in-between is the place where we get most stuck because it's the place that requires the most faith. But it's here that he says, I'll never leave you or forsake you. It's here that he says, I won't go let you go alone. It's here that my presence will go before you. It's here as I begin to regain my balance and take my next step. I'm in the place of stumble. I'm in the place of in-between. I need the breath of God to lead me to a place of faith. So Jesus comes to him again after this and says, Joshua, no, be strong and courageous. I told you, he's having to repeat it because Joshua's not stepping. He's like, no, you understand that there's mourning, there's Moses, there's a river, there's a desert, there's disappointment, lower motivation. I don't know what to do. And he says, Joshua, be strong and courageous. Because here's the truth. He's not getting Moses back. And he's not getting those 40 years back. And he's probably not going to be given the entire plan. But either way, he has to step and move forward. You know, you may not get that person back in your life. And you may not get those years that are gone. And God may not come and give you the entire plan of what happens next. But this I do know, he doesn't want you to stay here. He doesn't want you to live in winter. He's saying it's a brand new season. You're a brand new creation. There's a brand new opportunity. There's a fresh wind of the Spirit. It's a brand new day. It's time to step. So Joshua 1 verse 9, the angel of the Lord Jesus says to Joshua, and I think he'd say it to you today, this is my command. I can't. There's no chance. I can't. I'm injured, I'm wounded, I'm hurting. I can't. No, you will. No, you don't. I can't. He's gone. They're gone. There's no way through. Now, this is a command. It's time to step. Not run. Not be there yet, just move. Command. Be strong and courageous. And watch this. Do not be afraid. That talks about the future. Do not be discouraged. That talks about the past. What does it sound like? It sounds like the place of the in-between. It's where I'm not where I will be, and I'm afraid about what comes next because I might stumble. And I'm discouraged about my past, and I feel like it makes me want to stay stuck. But he says, do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord God is with you wherever you go. But you've got to plant your foot down. You've got to take a step. You're not staying here. You're not remaining here. Your future is not found here. There is a fresh breath of the Spirit that says it's a brand new day. You're a brand new creation. It's a brand new season. There's a brand new opportunity. So it's time to start step. Amen. Wherever you go, he'll He'll go with you. Whatever you face, He'll be with you. Even though you don't know what to do, it's not a walk of sight, it's a walk of faith, because we walk by faith and not by sight. Even though we don't know what comes to the left or the right of me, I know that He is my shield. He is my victorious banner that goes before me. He is the light to my path and the lamp to my feet. So I'm not staying here. Wherever I go, whatever I do, He goes with you. It's time to go. Amen. Come on, stand to your feet this morning. You're here today. Whatever's in your past was not meant to go with you into your future. It's time to step. Whatever's ahead of you, whatever giants lay ahead of you, He'll be there with you, holding you up by His right hand. It's time to step. You can live in regret of what happened back there, or you can live in fear of what will happen up there, but it doesn't matter. He just wants you to step. You see, it's here, as we go a couple chapters on, in Joshua chapter 4, that He says, this is how you do it. My breath, my presence has to go before you. Because it was never by your might or your power, but by His Spirit, says the Lord. So as there as Joshua lines up the army and lines up the people and lines up the priests, He says the presence of God has to go first. The Word of God has to go first. The breath of God has to go first. And as there, as the priests carrying the presence of God, step, everyone say step. They didn't wait for the river to stop flowing. They didn't wait for it to calm down. They didn't wait for it to not be in flood season. It is only as they stepped into the river that the river stopped flowing. It made a way and the people could pass through. I want to tell you, it's as you lift your foot and say, presence of God, breathe on me, grace me, go with me. I step into destiny. All of a sudden, the supernatural intervention of the Holy Spirit makes a way where there is no way. Forgetting the former things, do not dwell on the past. Behold, I do a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not embrace it? I'm making ways in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. He's making a way where there is no way. But you've got to let the anointing, you've got to let the breath of God, you've got to let the power of all creation begin to breathe in your spirit, awaken your soul, your mind, your body, and say, I'm not staying here. I'm stepping. I'm stepping. I'm stepping. I'm stepping. It's a new season. It's a new day. You're a new creation. There's fresh breath and wind because He's about to do something new in you. Amen.
I pray this sermon has blessed you, encouraged you, and inspired you. You know, we may never have met, I may not know you, but God knows you. And I'll tell you today, God loves you. That even before you knew about Him, He loved you. And He has a plan and a purpose for your life. You know, so many of us do life on our own, trying to lead our life in a way that finds answers and finds the peace and finds the joy we're looking for, but we come up short. But God knew that you needed rescuing, that you needed saving, that you needed His love. So He sent His Son Jesus to come and pay the price for our mistakes. He lived a perfect life, but knowing we couldn't, He said, I will take their place. So He died and rose again so that His death could pay the penalty for my mistakes and my past, and His life could make a way so that I could have life. I believe that when you believe in what Jesus did, and when you invite Him to be Lord of your life, you can experience forgiveness, peace, hope, joy, purpose, and life like you've never known before. It's not about what we've done or who we're not. It's about that we have a God who's good, who can turn things for good, and loves you. He's a father, He's a friend, and you can invite Him into your life today by simply saying this prayer after me. I'm gonna say this prayer, and wherever you are, wherever you're watching around the world, pray this prayer with me. Maybe you once knew God and you walked away. You know what? Maybe He's getting your attention today to say, come back into relationship with me. Maybe you've known religion, but never a real genuine relationship with God. Why don't you say this prayer too? And I believe this can be the beginning of a great new day. Let's pray. Dear God, thank you for loving me and giving your life for me. I pray you forgive me for my past and you walk with me into my tomorrow. Let me know your grace, your forgiveness, your peace, your purpose, your joy, and your hope into my life. I ask you to lead me and guide me from this day forward. Be Lord of who I am in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm so glad you prayed that prayer today. I believe that as you did, the peace, the grace, and the love of God comes into your life. You know what? The past is real, but it doesn't have to dictate your future. Let the love, the grace, and the word of God go with you from this day forward, and I believe the best days are ahead for you. If you prayed this prayer, or you want to know more, maybe you're on the journey, why don't you flick us an email so we can send you some material about following Jesus. We can maybe connect you with a local church near you that you can do life with, get good people around you, and we would love to pray with you. I'm so glad you prayed that prayer. I'm so glad you're on the journey of following Jesus. I'm so glad you listened today. God bless.